Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of contradicting their stance on the concrete products levy. The Agriculture Minister, meanwhile, says he hopes Micheál Martin will keep him in the job after December's planned reshuffle. Investigations are continuing after a man was injured in an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny on Sunday last. And the Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has called for an emergency meeting to resolve ongoing flooding issues near Glenswilly National School. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news this evening, the Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of contradicting their stance on the concrete products levy. The party will this evening bring forward a motion calling for the levy to be scrapped. Micheál Martin, however, says while Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty last week welcomed the 10% levy, which will generate €80 million annually towards the mica and pyrite redress scheme, the party is now criticising it. He told Mary Lee MacDonald that her party is sending out mixed messages.
We've just watched the Deputy condemn the government's proposal, but just last week her colleague Pearse Doherty in this House stood in the same place as the Deputy and declared, and I quote, "I welcome the defective concrete products levy," unquote. And then I listened to Comrade O'Brien and he said, "Yes, of course, we need to make the industry responsible for defective concrete products, bear some of the financial burden, but not like this." But then again, the Deputy's party had a private member's bill, June 2021, when they demanded that, quote, "those responsible for the manufacture of defective blocks are held to account, and that the industry must contribute to the overall cost." And in that debate, Deputy Doherty was equally clear, and I quote again, that builders and suppliers are held to account with a contribution extracted from the industry towards the remediation. Deputy, you are the party of doublethink and the three-card trick. You're for mica redress and industry making its contribution until you are not. You support the levy on concrete products until you don't. The industry responsible for the problem should pay until it shouldn't. You are making this up as it goes along. And I put it this way to you, God help us if you ever get near the national finances.
Investigations are continuing after a man was injured in an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny on Sunday last. The attack involving two men occurred at around 4:55 p.m. in the High Road area. The injuries sustained are not believed to be life-threatening. Sergeant Una Walsh is urging anyone with information to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Actually, an unprovoked assault which occurred on the High Road area of Letterkenny last Sunday afternoon, the 2nd of October at approximately 4:55 p.m. Where one male was assaulted by another male at the location, and the male sustained injuries as a result of the assault, and fortunately none of them are life-threatening in nature. So we're appealing for anybody who may have witnessed the assault, or again any road users who were in the area at the time and who may have dash cam, to make it available to Gardaí at Letterkenny 07491671100, or again Greg, the confidential line 1800 666 111. So that's last Sunday afternoon, 4:55 p.m, an assault on a male on the High Road area of Letterkenny.
The Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has called for an emergency meeting to resolve ongoing flooding issues near Glenswilly National School. Heavy rain overnight once again made part of the route impassable this morning, with some residents stuck in their homes for a time. Local resident Teresa says people are living in fear.
You know, you just be worried that every time that there's a flood warning out there, that, you know, are you going to wake up in the morning and see water halfway up your lawn? And then, of course, there's always the problem. Like, I've just witnessed my neighbours and their kids clambering over two fences to get to school this morning because they can't get out their driveway. It's just not really fair. This has been going on for so long now. I mean, twice in 1 week. I think this is the fourth time it's happened since February. And it's, you know, it's dangerous. And just, you know, temporary fixes like this, they're just not really going to cut it anymore. Thousands of money being wasted this year alone, and now another cleanup operation needed today. And, you know, like the men on the ground, like the council workers, they're trying their best and they're doing what they can with the resources that they're given. But, you know, whoever's signing off on these checks is, they're kind of burying their head in the sand, really. And, you know, it's us that's kind of left dealing with it every time.
Well, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly believes there is a solution, but says the council claims there is no money to pay for it.
I don't think I have the solution to this. I know I have the solution to this. I know 100% I have the solution to it. And I have expressed it on numerous occasions when I had senior council staff out on site looking at it. I expressed it. I know exactly what needs done, and they know exactly what needs done. Take out the pipe and put in a 4-foot pipe. Problem solved. What the holdup is, they're telling me they can't seek the fund, Greg, but I don't swallow this because this is an emergency. And as far as I'm aware, and I mean, I'm in politics 2 years, there's always a pot set aside for emergency funds.
Well, that's what I don't understand here.
Why are we not getting it?
Is the council broke, or are we so bureaucratic and so full of red tape at this stage that a particular project like this has to come from a particular revenue stream and be okayed at a particular time? This is a project that needs doing for people of this area.
That's fact, Greg. You're 100% correct. And I mean, regarding the council broke, Greg, for anyone to tell me there's not emergency funds up there for a situation as severe as this, with a school there of 260 pupils, I mean, I honestly feel like they're not taking this serious enough. It's making me, myself, as a local representative, to look as if I'm not pushing hard enough, Greg. But, like, I know the local residents down there, they know that I'm pushing very hard on this. There's no ifs or buts. That has to be done.
The Agriculture Minister says he hopes Micheál Martin will keep him in the job after December's planned reshuffle. Cabinet this morning approved an almost €10 billion package of payments to farmers under the Common Agricultural Policy. While at the weekend, Micheál Martin guaranteed Housing Minister Dara Ryan that he will be kept in the job post-December. Minister Charlie McConnell says he hasn't been given any such promise.
It's been an honour and continues to be an honour, and I hope will continue to be an honour to lead out on behalf of farm families in the fishing sector nationally. I'm continuing to be focused now on delivering CAP and these being up and running for the start of next year, delivering in relation to our climate change objectives as well, backing farm families in relation to food production and ecosystem services, and will fully trust the judgment of the Taoiseach in relation to his decision come the middle of December.
Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to two incidents of criminal damage over the weekend. Windows at a church in St Johnston were damaged while the rear window of a bus was smashed in Letterkenny. Emma Ryan has more.
Sometime between Friday night and Saturday afternoon, a number of stones were thrown at the windows of the Church of Ireland Church in Craigadoo, St Johnston. A number of small panes were smashed at the church, and Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh appealed for information and described the incident as not a nice crime. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating a separate incident of criminal damage to a bus at the Pierce Road area at around 6:40 p.m. on Friday, September 30th. The incident occurred at the car park between Larkins Lane and St Oliver Plunkett Road. The bus was parked at the location when the driver heard a loud noise and discovered the rear window of the bus had been smashed. Gardaí are interested in speaking to a group of youths who were seen in the area at the time. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074 91 67 000.
Fundamental and legislative changes are being made as part of an action plan for An Bord Pleanála, according to the local government minister. Measures to deal with issues surrounding conflicts of interest and the decision-making process form part of the plan published today. Minister Dara O'Brien says the changes proposed will impact the board appointment process, structure, capacity and operations. The move follows the earlier publication of the review of the organisation carried out by the Office of the Planning Regulator. The Health Minister says he expects this winter to be difficult given the perfect storm of flu and COVID. It comes as the number of patients with the virus has increased, with 409 people being treated in acute hospitals. Stephen Donnelly says the most important thing people can do to help hospitals is get vaccinated.
This winter is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for patients. It's going to be difficult for our healthcare providers. But what we have to do as government is work with the HSE to make sure that the funding is in place and that the plans are in place locally to do everything that can be done. The Southern Hemisphere struggled. When you have a perfect storm of COVID, RSV, the flu, the single most important thing now everybody can do is get vaccinated.
Locally, the HSE is urging people who haven't already done so to get their COVID-19 boosters and ensure they are up to date with their vaccinations. As well as the COVID vaccine, the HSE is also urging older and vulnerable people to get the flu vaccine, with some slippage reported in vaccine uptake in the past 2 years. Dr. Anthony Brezin is the Director of Public Health in the Northwest. He says a nasal flu vaccine for younger people will be released in the coming weeks, while the traditional flu vaccine is available now.
Obviously, this time of the year, we launched the flu vaccine. It's a very effective vaccine, prevents a lot of illness, a lot of admissions, and thankfully, deaths as well. The people who are to get that are people over 65, people with underlying conditions, and pregnant women, and also healthcare workers, and importantly as well, people who work with the pig industry and the poultry industry. We know we could get cases of swine flu and avian flu among those animals, and we don't want the workers there to become infected with both, so that's important too. So that's the flu. It's a good, safe vaccine. Go and get it. We have seen a tiny bit of flu already this year in all age groups. It's a tiny bit earlier than we're usually seeing it, used to see it, but therefore we're saying get the vaccine.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and this year's nominations for the TG Cahir Ladies Football All-Stars have been released, with six players from Donegal on the shortlist. In the full back line, there's Evelyn McGinley and Tanya Kennedy. No, Nicole McLaughlin in the half back line. County captain Niamh McLaughlin is named among the midfielders. Niamh Higgerty is included in the half forward line, and Geraldine McLaughlin is named as one of the forward nominations. All Ireland champions Meath, they lead the way with 13 nominees, while Kerry receive 11, and there's 5 from Mayo. The team of the year will be revealed on November the 19th at a gala banquet at the Bonington Hotel in Dublin. In other news in Gaelic Games, Davy Nelson's set to become the new manager of the Meath senior women's football team. The Navan O'Mahony's clubman will take over from Eamon Murray, with the appointment due to be ratified next week. The Royals are chasing a third successive All-Ireland crown in 2023. Moving on to soccer, and tonight's Champions League meeting with Rangers provides Liverpool with another chance to get their season back on track. They've made an underwhelming start to their campaign, conceding 14 times in just 9 games. Manager Jurgen Klopp says they have to keep getting the simple things right if their season is to improve.
We have to increase the amount of good moments and decrease the amount of not so good moments, because that's how you get out of each, out of every situation in life, until you can make mistakes again without being as impactful as they are in the moment.
Elsewhere in Group A tonight, Ajax, they entertain Napoli. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock, Tottenham there in Germany to play Eintracht Frankfurt. Here's their manager, Antonio Conte.
They won Europa League last season. We are talking about one of the best teams in Germany. At the same time, we want to play our cards here. And I always say that this group is, and there is a great balance.
The other game in Group D kicks off shortly at 5:45. That sees Marseille play host to Sporting. Also tonight, there's 6 games in the English Championship, including the leaders Sheffield United at home to Queen's Park Rangers. In the Scottish Premiership, there's one game down for decision. Ross County, they host Motherwell. And in the Irish League, it's the second round of the League Cup. There's 8 games down for decision tonight. Among them, Dungannon, they're at home to Portadown, and Coleraine are away to Ballymena. Shamrock Rovers, they look to add some dignity to their aggregate score with AZ in the UEFA Youth League later this evening. The Hoops trail their Dutch opponents by 5 goals to 0, going into second or after the first leg or after the first leg in the Netherlands, kickoff at the Tallaght Stadium is at 7:45. And the Republic of Ireland under 19s have drew one each with Poland in their first Women's European Championship qualifier. Captain Jessie Stapleton netted for the girls in green. Emma Doherty also started that game. Their next group game is against Northern Ireland on Friday. The North were defeated 5-1 by group favourites France earlier today. Back more locally, two Ulster Senior League players have been named in the Republic of Ireland Amateur International Squad for the UEFA Regions Cup qualifying phase. Lee McColgan of Coghill Celtic and Jack Park of Bonagie United will be part of the group that travels to Bulgaria later this month as they look to secure a finals tournament spot, which is set to take place next summer. Manager Gerry Davis has named an 18-man squad for the three qualifying fixtures, with Ireland set to take on San Marino on Tuesday, October the 25th, Romania on Friday, October the 28th, and host Bulgaria on Monday, October the 31st. In darts, Daryl Gurney's in first round action at the World Grand Prix in Leicester tonight. The Derryman takes on former world champion Rob Cross. Gerwin Price, who won the 2021 world title, plays Germany's Martin Schindler. In rugby, Simon Easterby has named an entirely new 15 for tomorrow's Emerging Ireland game with the Pumas. Connacht's Cian Prendergast will captain the team from the blind side. There's a start for Munster's French-born centre, Antoine Frisch, and an Ulster halfback partnership of Jack Flannery and Michael McDonald. And in horse racing, six-time flat champion jockey Liam Ward has died at the age of 92. His most famous victory came aboard Nijinsky in the 1970 Irish Derby. It was his second win in the race after piloting Sundon to glory 12 years later. Finally, for this evening in boxing, the Donegal Novice Championships get underway this evening. In the Letterkenny Gym, with 10 contests to be decided, the action there gets underway at 7 o'clock. That's your sports. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Foyle Food Bank is anticipating one of its worst winters in years due to the cost of living crisis. The food bank helped over 15,600 people during 2021 through COVID food supports, and so far this year have helped over 5,000 people. That's increased when compared to pre-pandemic figures. To cope with the demand, the service is providing a wraparound support which aims to address the underlying crisis that brought the person to the food bank. Karen Mullen, Strategic Development Officer, says people haven't been able to recover from the impact of COVID.
Last year's figures included, it was coming out of the pandemic, we were still supporting people in terms of that support, and that did increase the figures during that period. But we're continuing to see a steady increase in the need for support for our services. I suppose come directly out of COVID and directly into the cost of living, people just haven't had a chance to have a break or recover from any of that. This is extremely difficult, and we're preparing for one of the worst winters we've seen in a long time. We have changed our service here at the food bank. We're part of the Trussell Trust network, and Trussell Trust and Foyle Food Bank, we've recognised that we can't continue to only hand out food and not address the underlying crisis of why the person has come to us. So we provide a wraparound service now as well. We meet with a person individually. We get them support in relation to the crisis that has brought them to us, whether that's if they need a benefit check or it's debt, or there's a range of other areas as well, mental health and addiction. We work with many organisations to provide that support. But we've also adapted our own service here that when we meet the individual, we can provide them with a wee bit more. I suppose that's what we're doing. We depend, as you said, on donations from the public, who are very, very generous, both in donating food and money.
Donegal County Council has been told a compulsory purchase order and environmental assessment documentation for the 10T project in Donegal will be completed by the end of this year, but cannot be published until next year. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Members have been told that while the CPO and environmental assessment documentation are due for completion shortly, they can't be published until TII, Department of Transport and Government approvals have been confirmed. In total, there are approximately 520 landowners directly affected by the project, with the council saying land and property owner engagement has been significant throughout. The liaison team, they say, continues to be available to advise members of the public at any time. Officials say following a number of full consultations and on significant further engagements with individual landowners, all accommodation works have been substantially drafted and documented. Members were told the number of dwellings required for acquisition remains in the order of 20. The full impacts on a small number of additional adjacent properties have yet to be fully determined. They say all currently affected or potentially affected homeowners have been informed. However, approval to initiate the valuation process cannot be granted in advance of government or department approval for the business case.
The Donegal Travellers Project has received a three-year funding package to tackle education disadvantage. It's just one of four projects in Ireland to receive a share of the €1.25 million Equity in Education Fund from Rethink Ireland. The aim of the funding is to enhance access to education for younger people experiencing educational disadvantage based on their cultural identity or geographical location. Hugh Freel, Roma Health Coordinator for the Northwest with the Donegal Travellers Project, says while it is a small pot of money, it will be life-changing for some.
Look at the interventions in terms of school attainment and also non-educational disadvantage as well with the Roma Traveller children. So we've got an after school there, we have a play school already set up within the Letterkenny area. So this will be a kind of branched out project in terms of educational disadvantage and attainment at schools as well in relation to young traveller children, Roma children.
And while you are already making strides, I'm sure there are a number of issues that still need to be overcome, such as a lack of support.
Yeah, I think so. And I think in relation to the education disadvantage of the traveller community and the Roma community, they're over stats of unrepresented at school and secondary level. So we have been doing numbers of interventions there. We have an education worker, but we need to, you know, we needed this fund in relation to having additional supports where we can put in more interventions and more supports around the families attaining the education system, and also working with the education system in terms of discrimination and racism of the travel community and the Roma community. So there's a number of interventions, I suppose, that's going to go through this programme. So it's the short-term and there's long-term goals in relation to it.
For weather now, a cloudy day with scattered outbreaks of rain, highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees and light or moderate south to southwesterly winds. The closing headlines this evening, the Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of contradicting their stance on the concrete products levy. The party will this evening bring forward a motion calling for the levy to be scrapped. Investigations are continuing after a man was injured in an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny on Sunday last. The attack involving two men occurred at around 4:55 p.m. in the High Road area. The mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has called for an emergency meeting to resolve ongoing flooding issues near Glenswilly National School. Heavy rain overnight once again made part of the route impassable this morning, with some residents trapped in their homes for a time. And the Agriculture Minister says he hopes Micheál Martin will keep him in the job after December's planned reshuffle. At the weekend, the Taoiseach guaranteed Housing Minister Dara O'Brien that he will be kept in the job post-December. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 4th of October. The death has taken place of Jerry Galway, Stramarchin, Derry Beg, originally from Belfast. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny at 5:30 this evening, going to his late residence. Rosary tonight at 7 and tomorrow night at 8. House private pleas from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Columba Gallagher, 20 St Mary's Drive, Strabam, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabam, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Melmount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Church of the Immaculate Conception Restoration Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Brian Doohan, Brian John Doo, Forest Road, Ballybose, Falcarra, formerly of Maharorty, Gortha Hork. His remains are reposing at Sweeney Funeral Directors, Ballybowes, Falcarra, today and tomorrow from 4 p.m. with rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Finan's Church, Falcarra, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Directors' Facebook page. The death has occurred of Hughie O'Donnell, Mahari Dunlow. His remains will repose at Midlin's Funeral Home this evening from 6 with rosary at 9. Reposing at his home in Mahari tomorrow from 12 noon with rosary at 9. Removal from there at 10:30 on Thursday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with burial afterwards in Mahari Cemetery. House private pleas to family and neighbours only on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Mary Evans, née Adair, 21, The Beeches, Ludden, Buncrana, formerly of Swilly Terrace. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20, going to Christchurch, Main Street, Buncrana, for service at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.